Joining me on the telephone this morning from Juneau is Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor Klaus Stolpe. Good morning, Klaus.
Good morning.
And I gather you had a busy, busy weekend.
Wow, with basketball and wrestling, you know, wrestling finishing and basketball starting, they overlapped in a perfect storm.
And what do you want to do first, basketball scores?
Yeah, let's talk basketball. The Sitka Wolves and the Lady Wolves both played at home and lost their opening series this last weekend against the Thunder Mountain Falcons. The boys fell 50-41 on Friday and 69-59 on Saturday. On Friday, junior Gavin Flores had 11 points, and senior Morgan Simic had 10, and John Arcee 6, Mason Eubanks and CJ Takad 5 apiece, and Austin Morrison 4. And then on Saturday, Takad led the Wolves with 15 points. Flores had 13, Simic 10, Liam Miller 8, Morrison 6, Garrison 4, and Eubanks 3. And, you know, the Falcons, Bryson Echeverry was a handful for the Wolves. The junior guard for the Falcons scored 21 points Friday and 22 on Saturday. What was interesting from this series was just how fast Sitka is as well. They were able to keep up, but you could see that it's early in the season. And then the Lady Wolves, they fell twice also. They lost 51-44 and then 45-37. And Thunder Mountain is big and athletic inside, and they're fast outside, and they basically used a lot of a full-court press to rattle Sitka. You know, Sitka has a mix of experience and youth, and it showed in the series.
Thunder Mountain is 4A, right?
Yeah, Thunder Mountain's 4A. You know, there was a time when everybody was all one, but you like that experience now when you get to play the bigger schools, and that's important at the end of the year because they have a system now where one team will go from the 3A in Southeast, but the other team might get to go up to state if they have a strong strength of schedule, and this season they count against 4A as well as 2A opponents. So, and for the Lady Wolves on Friday, senior point guard Joey Badad, she ran into some unexpected foul trouble early, and that limited her minutes on the court, and she is the best defender for Sitka. And then Sitka's Jessica Davis got into foul trouble as well, so they were a little bit under the gun. Senior Abby Forrester stepped up, and she scored 24 points in the first game, battling against the Falcons, Nina and Tashi Fanumiai inside. Also adding points on Friday, Davis had 6, Jocelyn Brady 5, Shea Jensen, Tiffany Elefante, McKenna Smith, and Tawny Smith all had 2, and Badad had a single, one lone point. On Saturday, Badad and Davis led with 10 points apiece, and Forrester had 6, Elefante 5, Brady 4, and Jensen 3. Those teams will be up in the Coastal Holiday Shootout this week at home. And Delta Junction, Craig, and Ketchikan JV will be coming in, as well as Delta Craig and Thunder Mountain Girls will be coming in.
Klaus, did I hear you say one of the Lady Wolves put up 24 points?
Yeah, Abby Forrester, she scored 24 on Friday with senior point guard Joey Badad running into foul trouble and senior forward Jessica Davis getting into foul trouble. A lot of the workload fell to Abby Forrester, and she was almost unstoppable.
Even though Sitka fell to Thunder Mountain, you know, at least performing well against a 4A opponent early in the season has got to bode well for Sitka basketball this year. I mean, it sounds like the kids played well against a really tough team, and then you had this exceptional performance on the part of Abby.
Yeah, they're a mix of old and young, and when you get these older players who are willing to be patient and take their time, like the Sitka girls and the boys are, it goes really well because the experience of the younger players when they get on the court in these pressure situations, it's going to pay off down the road. Hey, let's touch on the Mount Edgecombe basketball scores really quick.
Oh, yeah, sure, Mount Edgecombe basketball scores.
The Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves and the Braves both played up in the Grace Christian Tournament this weekend, and the Lady Braves, they opened with 58-53 win over 4A South. Then they lost to 2A Point Hope 58-51 in overtime. And then they beat 3A Grace Christian 58-53. top player probably for the Lady Braves scoring-wise was Faith Kamerhoff, who had games of 14 and 17. And then Leticia Scapplestead and Autumn Beans, they put in games of 17 and 14 points apiece. And then the Mount Edgecombe boys, they opened with a 54-47 win over 4A Eagle River, behind 17 points from Jonathan Constantine. And then they lost to 3A Grace Christian 49-39, and then they beat 4A Kodiak 53-47. So they're getting some early season tests right away, too, which is going to bode well.
Yeah, what can we read from this? I mean, was Grace Christian bringing their best game, do you think? Because they're kind of a perennial powerhouse in 3A at the state by the time the state tournament rolls around.
I think everybody wants to bring their best game at any point of the season because teams on the 4A side, they do not want to lose to a 3A side, and 2A teams will do anything to beat a 3A team. So what really surprised me in the games was the Lady Braves beating South. I was kind of shocked because South is usually a pretty powerful team, but I think we need to keep our eye on the Lady Braves this year. You know, they've got some volleyball players that are playing that have some height that came over from the volleyball team. They have some scrappy and quick guards. It's going to be interesting. And then you look at the Sitka Lady Wolves and how tough they played against Thunder Mountain. I think the region tournament is going to be pretty phenomenal down here.
Sounds like basketball is going to be quite exceptional.
Speaking of exceptional, the state wrestling championships this weekend were crazy.
Yeah. Some unexpected turns of events up there, I gather.
The Mount Edgecombe Lady Braves were a favorite, and they did win the girls' team championship, which was pretty cool. And then they also added the state sportsmanship award. So that was pretty neat. And they had one of the only individual state champions from Southeast this year, and that was Bristol Charlie. She won the girls' 135-pound state title this season. And the only other Southeast wrestler up there to win an individual title this year was Petersburg's Ruby Mathen at 125 pounds. And Edgecombe also racked up a couple other important awards. You know, assistant coach Tyler Holmland was chosen as the assistant coach of the year by the 2A Division Coaches Association. And then to top that off, before the matches started, head coach Mike Kimber was elected into the Alaska Wrestling Hall of Fame.
So, oh, wow.
Pretty incredible day up there on Saturday.
I'm surprised to hear that Kimber was not already inducted into the Hall of Fame for wrestling, but it's about time.
He seems like he's been around for a while, maybe.
Yeah, and a very deserving honor, for sure. So how did the Edgecombe boys fare?
I'm terrible. I'm a jinx. Everyone I usually root for winds up... that's why I don't follow professional sports very much, because my team's always lose. But 285-pound Haley Osborne pinned his way into the championship round, and there he ran into a kid from Homer and lost 5-1 in the championship match. And I tell you what, this is the first time I feared for my life while shooting in a sporting event. You know, I actually sat a little further back from the mat when these two guys came out onto the mat. Haley's big, and he's fit. There's not much body fat on him. And the kid he was wrestling from Homer, appropriately enough, is named Jaden Mann. He looked even bigger. His legs were probably as big as Osborne's waist. And when they went at it, you know, Haley scored the first point on an escape, and then the two hardly ever went to the mat. They just, you know, they couldn't get each other down, and you know, unfortunately, Haley went down at the end and just couldn't get back up to get a reversal. So that was quite a shock, actually. You know, it was a shock to his fans, maybe, but I think across the state, people realized these two wrestlers. They're going to meet next year probably, too. And this is the first time they've met.
I'd press you for more details, but I know your story is going to be coming out tonight in the Daily Sitka Sentinel, so I don't want to steal your thunder in print.
Yeah, let's read a little bit more tonight, and we'll find out, like, Osborne studies the art of war and reads books on Zen and and all kinds of things. Interesting young man.
Amazing. And it sounds like you got some great pictures as well. So that'll be in the paper tonight also. I gather you have a big birthday coming up, Klaus.
Yep, on the 24th of December, one of those birthdays where they tease you and all your gifts come wrapped in Santas and such.
Yes, and how do you celebrate your birthday?
I run a mile for every year, and that's been getting a little tougher now. This will be 59 miles this year. And
you're
so
kidding. 59 miles?
It seems to keep getting tougher. I'm contemplating switching to kilometers pretty soon.
Well, I had you pegged at not a day over 40, but good luck. Running must be keeping you young.
And the good thing about running is it doesn't matter what the weather is or where you are. Get outside.
Klaus, we'll check in with you after the holidays and find out how that run went.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Klaus Stolpe is the sports editor of the Daily Sitka Sentinel. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. I'm Raven Radio News Director Robert Woolsey. Thanks for joining us.